Figure Facts for Life.
We just want you to be healthy.
Health and happiness.
If you pay attention to what goes in your body, you'll be amazed at the results.
Fuel, nourish, and heal your body.
Eating healthy, well, that's everything.
Put the right fuel in. Take care of your engine.
Here's Roberta Gennaro.
Welcome to Figure Facts for Life. I'm your host, Roberta Gennaro. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist with over 30 years clinical nutrition experience. I am committed to share with you today some information about a form of physical activity. You know, I'm always talking about how to fuel, nourish, and heal our body for good health and well-being. But being physically active is super important. And I decided I would like to do a few segments on different types of physical activity that are out there that you may be wondering, is this something that's for me? So I've brought on an expert, Carl Morella.
Hello.
Hi. So welcome. We were talking yesterday about your expertise with CrossFit. And I've been hearing a lot about CrossFit. Can you share with our listeners, if they've heard maybe some positive stuff and maybe some negative stuff? But before you do that, okay, let's just back up. Share with our listeners your expertise. Like, where did you go to school, what your degree is in, and what you're currently doing with CrossFit?
I went to Millikan University, which is in Decatur, Illinois, in Central Illinois. I went there to play football, and part of our strength and conditioning program was to do CrossFit at a CrossFit gym. And this was in about 2010, which was kind of like when CrossFit started to kind of get sort of popular, but not really mainstream yet. Did that for a few years, and then got out, started doing some personal training, but then kind of looked into CrossFit myself and kept kind of just doing it. And then went into a gym, got addicted to it, and then decided I loved it so much, I took the certification course and started coaching. So I've been coaching since 2014, 2015 or so, doing CrossFit itself, yeah.
Okay.
So I've been doing that for a little while.
So, you know, for the listeners that, you know, don't know anything about CrossFit, how would you define it?
The actual definition, it's constantly varied high-intensity functional movement. So what that means is we basically do any sort of combination of running, biking, and rowing, any sort of gymnastics, which could be also classified as like calisthenics, so push-ups, squats, pull-ups, push-up, dips, any of those sorts of things, as well as all aspects of weightlifting, from just doing a deadlift to a single-leg squat. So lots of different things involved with lifting, and then basically combine that in any sort of combination that makes sense, and you got yourself a fitness program.
So sounds great. Now, the high-intensity part of it, is that similar to high-intensity interval training?
Yeah, in a sense. So a lot of what we do is like metabolic conditioning. That's Metcon. That's usually the word, like those AMRAPs, things like that, which is just as many rounds as you can do in a certain amount of time. Something like that. So we do intervals where we'll work for a certain amount of time and then rest, but a lot of our conditioning just ends up being do 10 squats, do 10 pull-ups, and run 200 meters for 10 minutes and just see how many times you can get through that. There's a lot more involved with it as far as the programming goes, but in a sense, it's just lift weights with good form fast and try and keep consistent and just then work as hard as you can.
If somebody is interested in getting started in CrossFit, is there a way, let's say they're not physically active at all, is there a way for them to get started, or is this a program more for somebody who's physically fit already?
So the beautiful thing is that it works for both of those athletes. Somebody who's never touched a barbell, they've never done an air squat, anything like that, they can't do sit-ups. Actually, one of my personal training clients who does CrossFit as well as personal training started with that. But you basically do a foundations class is what most CrossFit gyms will call it. They'll take you through three sessions. It may take you a week or two. They teach you how to squat. There's nobody else around. You have to do that. You have to learn how to squat.
And squat properly.
Exactly.
Right.
Squat properly for us. That means your feet are flat, your knees are out, your butt goes below your knees. That's our hope. And if you can't do that, we work to make sure that you can find a way to eventually get to that point.
Okay.
We do the same thing for deadlift and the same thing for pressing. And there's three different variations of all of those that we go over before a person touches the class.
Now, you mentioned a term earlier about metabolic fitness or metabolic
conditioning.
And what is that exactly? What does that mean?
So for us, that is our basically are the way that CrossFitters do cardio. Instead of walking on a treadmill or just running or rowing or whatever it is, we mix in different movements. So a popular thing, a very easy thing to look at is what we call Fran. You do 21 squat and press with 95 pounds for guys, 65 for ladies, and you do 21 pull-ups. Then you do 15 and 15, and then you do 9 and 9 of those. So, like, you do that, quote-unquote, as fast as you can, and it feels like you're breathing fire out of your lungs and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And that sort of thing gets us our metabolic conditioning because we have the form to do those things, and we're going exceptionally fast to the point where, it feels like you're breathing fire.
Okay.
But then there's also, like, 20-minute things where we'll do row 500 meters. We'll do some wall balls, which is like squatting and throwing a medicine ball, do 20 of those, and then we'll do 20 burpees, and we'll do that for 20 minutes. So there's just different ways to mix conditioning to make it fun, to make it challenging, to make it more interesting for our client.
And does that type of activity, does it help your metabolism, like, turn back on? Because I have some clients that talk about, my metabolism feels like it's in the basement, you know, that kind of thing. You know, once you reach, like, menopausal years, sometimes there's changes in the body and there's weight gain, and some women are like freaking out, like their workouts that they used to do are not working anymore. So is CrossFit good for getting you burning fat again, like really efficiently?
Without a doubt. The majority of the people in CrossFit gyms just across the globe are women. I mean, that is the demographic is women. And the ladies at our gyms, at the CrossFit gyms, are monsters. They are absolute freaks. And you don't walk out on the street and find the ladies that you find in CrossFit gyms. You got to go into CrossFit gyms and find them. Whether they're married, they're young, they're old, they're not married, whatever they're doing, they're all stronger than your average lady out there. And that's someone who's 22 to... I've got ladies who are over 50 and are stronger than they were than when they were 35. So it is the best program to help empower yourself, to help get you stronger, to help make you the fittest person that you can be.
And, you know, I think we were talking the other day, we're an aging population. And the reality is, if you don't take your body out for a workout, like you would take your car engine out for a run so it doesn't get rusty, it's the same thing with the human body. We've got to keep moving. Otherwise, we get weak, and the muscles and the bones attached to those bones get weak. And it's just a cascading effect of...
Sure. It's just a ripple effect of bad things. If you stop moving, you stop working out.
Exactly. So, you know, there was some negative press with CrossFit. And do you know anything about some of that? And how to, you know, not fall into some of that negative impact, what other people have experienced, I guess, that's been negative.
Right. Yeah. So the majority of what I get when people come in, they tell me that they saw some study online. They look it up, and there was... In Ohio, with Ohio State and NSCA, CrossFit doesn't like the NSCA very much.
Oh,
but either way, the NSCA and Ohio State did a study in 2013 on 54 people.
Okay.
It was like a 10-week study on a CrossFit program.
Okay.
NSCA and OSU said that they found that 9 people got injured or left because of injury.
Okay.
And the problem with that is... all of those 9 people came back and went against the survey and said they didn't have injuries. And then the 2 people they said that left the studies because of injury, the one person moved away. And then the other person was doing something on their own and hurt themselves and had absolutely nothing to do with the study itself. And CrossFit sued the study, and so did the gym owner and all sorts of other stuff. So there was a whole big deal with that. And NSCA didn't respond to any press, and so that study is kind of what's touted out, but no one looks at where it actually ended up.
Well, you know, you have to realize that if you are engaging in a new type of fitness program, that you need to be very honest with, first of all, you know, just go into your physician, get a physical, make sure that you're physically okay to start a program. And if you're having some issues, share that with your personal trainer. Yeah. That is your CrossFit trainer, so that they know how to scale. You talk about scalability of the program. So touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. The whole point of a CrossFit class is that you're getting individualized attention every single time that you come in. I mean, we're taught in our certifications that you should be saying people's names or touching them in some way, shape, or form to help them, whatever, at least.
Show them the right form.
Yeah,
and all that
everything.
Kind of stuff.
I mean, everything is demonstrated like ad nauseum. Like that is the whole, us as CrossFit coaches, you're expected to be at the top of the fitness world. Okay. You should be able to show people basically everything that you need or that they need to do. You're expected to be at the highest peak of fitness, as in I'm one of the, compared to the top people, professionals, I'm not there, but I'm one of the top like 1-2% of all the people in the entire world doing CrossFit. Like you're expected to be awesome at it. To teach it. So you better be great at telling people how to move.
Right.
And that's what we do exceptionally well.
And then I think, you know, just like I've taken fitness classes, different types of fitness classes, but you have to be able to communicate to your trainer, all right, this is hurting me, and then they can make an adjustment. Some people think, you know, no pain, no gain.
But right, I'll just push
you don't want to do that and hurt yourself, and then, you know, you're out for a few weeks because you you did something that was hurting you and didn't communicate it. You know,
that's part of the community of people that you have around. If you build up as a gym owner or coach, if you build up a community of doing that, you're going to have people who get hurt. If you build a community of scaling, which is what CrossFit Displays does, you have people who are just, they may get injured doing whatever they do in their life, but they can still come in and work out. I had a lady come in today. She goes, I can't squat, but I knew that Carl was going to be able to figure something out for me today. And we did. She was able to do lunges. She was still able to do weighted work, and she was still able to get the exact workout that she would hope for, and is not. And she's not more injured. She feels better. All those other things. So,
right. Because sometimes you have to, and I don't know if you agree with this, but sometimes if you're a little sore from a workout or something, sometimes you just have to do a modified version of the workout until you move past that, you know, that little bit of inflammation that may have occurred. But the tendency for some people is to stop. And you don't really want to stop. Maybe you want to work other.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. You want to work other parts of your body and stuff.
Yep.
Just before we wrap, talk a little bit about this constant pursuit of improving is kind of the mantra with CrossFit.
Yeah. So you hear a lot in CrossFit about working weaknesses. The reason we say that all the time is because everything is our weakness. You may be good, you know, you may be good at one thing or another, but there's such a laundry list of other things that you're always trying to just improve on that. Like, say you're an awesome deadlifter, but your squat is lacking behind, you know, you need to put in extra work on the squat or whatever it is to help try and balance yourself out. And our programming and our coaching and basically what CrossFit does is try and expose those things so that we can try and work on that and make you a better athlete.
And just a stronger individual. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you've noticed I call people athletes instead of clients and stuff, because we're really trying to make people more athletic and coordinated and stronger and just fitter instead of just, I do want them to be happy. And that is the huge goal. But within that, happiness comes from improving ourselves. And that's just essentially what we try to do. You come in every day and it's not just humdrum doing this, doing that. We're trying to get better. We're trying to improve technique. We're trying to get stronger and just overall live a better life through our fitness.
And just to wrap, talk a little bit about the community part of CrossFit.
Yeah. So
that it's a lifestyle.
CrossFit, yeah. CrossFit doesn't work well for people who just dip their toes in.
Okay.
CrossFit really works well for people who can get sucked in.
Okay.
If you have an addictive personality, if you're somebody who likes to obsess over kind of like geeky things and like just really fine tune themselves, CrossFit is absolutely what you want.
Okay.
Because there's just a group of like 80 or 100 people who want to just do that exact same thing.
Okay.
And we all hang out together. Like, we just took a trip together and it was all CrossFit. People ask how we know each other. We say the gym and we just kind of laugh.
Because
that's our town center.
That's great.
Is the gym. We live for it.
Well, thank you so much, Carl, for joining us today. This is Carl Morello, Morella. And can you tell our listeners, if they would like to get a hold of you, maybe work with you as a personal trainer, how would they do that?
Just hit up my Instagram, actually. It's just my name, CarlMarella. Visit CrossFitDisplains.com. And visit the CrossFit Displains Instagram page.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. So all of you listening in, if this CrossFit sounds good for you, it sounds like something that will really challenge you and strengthen your body for good health for your life, I say reach out to Carl and get yourself started on a program. Just be physically active. That's the goal and the message of this podcast today. Please tune in and look for us on Figure Facts LLC, all one word, on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Roberta Gennaro, and ciao, ciao for now.